So that's the beginning. Once stira has been determined and we saw a dispute, you need two witnesses or is one witness sufficient? But that from that point on, we know that she is considered to be prohibited to her husband. And the only modus vivendi is either the marriage is going to be terminated or we could, you know, proceed with the mesota, and that will give us, you know, clarity moving forward. So the question is, what does stira mean? How long does it have to be? And we'll see, you know, an extensive discussion. And there's a lot of overlap. We're going to see idi v'idi chad shira. Those words are going to come up many times. It's really, you know, one period of time, even if it could be described in different ways. In practice, you know, there are different, you know, shitos about how to translate the kinds of shiurim that we're going to see in some Eastern societies. I remember learning about this in college, that instead of saying, like, you know, I'll meet you in 5 minutes, they'll say, I'll meet you in a cigarette, because it takes 5 minutes to smoke a cigarette, or something like that. So, you know, you have to translate these things into practice. When we talk about it in the context of a wedding, where we have yichud, has to be yichud aray lebiya, so the Kabbalah that I had from my Rebbeim, which is considered a bit of a machmir shita, is 9 minutes. Some people say as early as 6 minutes, but it's a relatively brief period of time. The second thing that we're going to see, just 1 second, Elliot, just give me 1 second. The second thing we're just introducing today, and then we'll go through the details, I promise. We'll get through all the details. The second thing that we'll see today has to do with really the primary place in all of Shas, about the Isser of Gaiva. Gaiva is destructive. And so many of the problems of the world, even really problems that play themselves out on the national level or the stage of geopolitics, you know, they really just come back to Gaiva. You know, certain people, you know, whether it's being unwilling to relinquish power or to, you know, step aside, to share it, to, you know, And these things, you know, that people get so complicated about them, but it just comes down to the simple gaiva, you know, and that's something that Chazal were very, 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 very sensitive to. And the Rambam, interestingly enough, when the Rambam talks about gaiva, the Rambam stresses that even though in general the Rambam's philosophy was rooted in moderation, as we know, moderation is a little bit countercultural today. I can tell you from the perspective of a moderate. People see me and they say, there's a countercultural figure. You know, the moderation, it was the Rambam's, you know, basic approach in life. But he said, there are some areas where the vice is so great that moderation is insufficient. And one of those, with respect to gaiva, with respect to arrogance, that one has to strive for being, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, me'od, me'od, hevi shval ruach. A person really has to be very modest. And one of the ways of thinking about that is to compensate for the natural tendency that people have towards gaiva, obviously some more than others, you know, that expression, a legend in one's own mind, you know, there's that, there is that phenomenon in life where we can't help but, you know, think a little bit too much from our own point of view, and it's important to counterbalance that. So that's a very important perspective. The Rambam, I would just note that the Ramban actually strikes a very similar note. The Ramban talks a lot in his famous spiritual will to his children, the Igeres HaRamban. He talks about the importance of humility and the dangers of gaiva. So what we're going to do both today and tomorrow is really to see the classical places in Chazal and their formulations about, you know, why gaiva is so dangerous. And, you know, people can look at these things and go in one ear and out the other, but I really don't exaggerate when I say that some very significant percentage of the world's problems are really attributable to gaiva. Okay, so with that introduction, let me just turn it over to Elliot for a moment, and then we'll get started with the text.
Apropos, at what point in time, which specific moment in time does the Isha become Asura Labala? Is it the moment that she receives Hasra? Is it, or somewhere further down the continuum?
Stira. This is the moment. The Isra Labala is generated once we've established that there was Stira, but we have to establish that it actually happened. So let's take a look. Sorry. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. Dalet Amud Aleph. So v'chamashir stira. So the Gemara uses four definitions, and the Gemara is going to want to know why do we need all of them. Kedei tama, for an intimate act to occur. Kedei bia, another way. Kedei ha'ara'a, which is tchilas bia. There's a dispute what ha'ara'a means. Is it just the beginning of insertion, or is it a stage which is just before that? Or kedei ha'kafas dakel, the amount of time it takes to walk around a palm tree. That's according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Lazar Omer, kedei mezika sakos, time takes to pour a cup of wine. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, kedei lishtoso, to drink it. Ben Azai Omer, kedei litzlos beitza, the amount of time that it takes to fry an egg. Rabbi Kiva Omer, kedei lagoma, to swallow it whole. Rabbi Yehuda Bebeseira Omer, kedei ligmoa shalosh beitzim, zoach harzel, three eggs. Rabbi Lazar Ben Yirmiyah Omer, kedei likshor girde nima, to tie together the ends of a string. Chanim Ben Chasomer, kedei shitoshit yad lasoch pia, litol kisim, the amount of time it takes her to dislodge something stuck between her teeth. Plima Omer, kedei shitoshit yad lasal, litol kikar, we'll darshan that pasuk in a little bit, but the amount of time it takes her to get a roll out of a basket. That you have to be miratza her, the amount of time it takes for her to agree, which, you know, depending on the woman, could take some amount of time. So kamash mulan. Not the tchilas bia, the beginning of the process, but the end of the process. Kamash malan, kidei ha'ara, the beginning. Yashmina kidei ha'ara, havamina kidei ha'ara, v'artzusa, kamash malan, kidei tamo, that we're not factoring in the amount of time that it takes to encourage her. V'chama kidei ha'ara, how long is that period of time? Kidei ha'kafas ha'dekel, to go around a palm tree, which again we're talking about a very brief period of time. So Raminu Vinistira Vachamashir Stira Lo Shamanuk Shi Omer Vinitma Vi Omer Kede Tuma Kede Bia Kede Hara Kede Chazara Stekel, slightly different formulation, we'll see what that is. Divri Rablaza Rabbi Shomer Kede Mizika Sakos Ben Aze Omer Kede Lishdoso Rabbi Kivomer Kede Litzlos Beitza Rabbi Yudav Miser Omer Kede Lagoma Kasal Kadaita Chainu Akava Sadekel Chainu Chazara Sadekel. Maybe it's the same. So Hasam Rabbi Shmuel Kedei Hakavas Dagel Upalig Rabbi Lazar Alei Hachas. Amar Rabbi Lazar, what does it mean Kedei Chazaras Dagel? Amar Rabbi Hakafa Beregel. Hakafa means to make hakafos, like we do in Simchas Torah with marching around. Chazara Beruach. That means that the wind was blowing and it was causing the branches to sway back and forth, and then the branch comes back to its place. So by Ravashi is a little granular. Chazar beruach ki hechi da azal v'hadar asi odom ki hechi da azal v'asi v'hadar kai beduchte. So the Gemara says we don't know the answer to that teiku. So the question is as follows: Elishev, imagine you see a branch swaying in the air, and then the wind stops, and then the branch basically stops shaking in the air. That's one way of thinking about it. Or, the branch, if you look at it carefully, will still be gyrating a little bit back and forth, right? You know, that could take a few minutes, because there's still, some energy which is being dissipated. The branch is no longer deviated from its proper location, but there's still some gyration, So we'll have to ask Natan about, how long does it take the branch to stop gyrating? Okay, so the Gemara didn't know the answer to that question. As I told you, you have to bring him. So, it's not just, for entertainment. This is a substantive issue for us. Okay, so Hasam Rab Lazar Kedei Meziga Sakos, pour a cup of wine. So Hacha Kedei Chazar Sadekel. The Gemara says, don't worry, Idi V'idi Chad Shiru. It's really just one period of time. You can describe it in different ways. So Hasam Rab Yeshua Kedei Lishdoso, Hacha Mar Kedei Meziga Sakos, Ema Kedei Limzog V'lishdos. So he says, okay, maybe what his real shita was, the amount of time to pour a cup and to drink it, not very long. Vilema idi vidi chad shiur. Who wanted to just say it's one shiur? Yim kein, hanu Rabbi Lazar. We don't want him to just say the same thing as Rabbi Lazar. Presumably he had his own idea. So hasam Rabbi Nazar kedei litzlo spesa, hachamar kedei lishtoso. So idi chad shiur. So we say, yeah, that's really one shiur. Hasam amar Rabbi Kiva kedei lagoma, right, to swallow an egg whole. Hachamar kedei litzlo speitza. So ema kedei litzlo speitza lagoma. You have to actually do both. Volema idi vidi chachi. Or why don't we just go in that direction? Im kein, hainu ben azai. We don't want it to be saying the same thing as Ben Asai. Otherwise, why do we quote both Shirim? So Hasam Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezeira, Kidei Ligmoa, Shalosh Beitim, Zo, Achar Zo, Hachamar Kidei Ligoma. So he says, the Tvar of the Rabbi Akiva Kamar, the Kamar, Misharin, Bitzlio, Vigamiya. He was just acknowledging and assessing the position of Rabbi Yeshua. So Ema Shir Gamiya Lechuda, Kidei Ligamea, Shalosh Beitim, Zo, Achar Zo, Dahainu Tzliya Ugamiya. Another possibility is to align the different shitos that swallowing three beitzim holds the same amount of time that it is to roast and to swallow holes. Lizar ben Yirmiya Omer Kadesh Yikshor Gir Denima Bar Yavashi Demirchako Demikrav Teiko. We're not sure whether we're talking about ends of a strand or string that were distant or close to each other. Chanan ben Birchas Omer Kadesh Yatoshi Yadu Sofpia Vitol Kisev. So, bar of your mirmid mahadik, excuse me, odula mahadik teku. When you're trying to, you know, get something like out between your teeth, there could be things which are stuck and things that are really stuck. So, we're not sure either. The really stuck ones take longer. Plima omer kadei shitoshi yad lasal nitol kikar. So, bar of ashi de mahadik lo mahadik bechato batika bechamimo bekrira. What are the conditions? Is it stuck? Is it really stuck? Is it older? Is it newer? Is it hot? Is it cold? You know, if it's really hot, you know, it would take longer. You know, you burn your hand going in. So, b'dechiti or b'disari, b'rechicha or b'akusha, soft or hard, take. We don't have the answer to all of these things. So, second line on Dalam Aviz, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, Kolacha, Ve'achar, Ve'atzmo Shir. How did they come up with these shiurim? So, they thought about their own personal lives, and they figured out that this must be, you know, somewhat representative. Okay. Va'ika ben Azai de lo nasiv. How would Ben Azai know? Ben Azai never married. That was the famous story of Ben Azai, that the rabbis were very critical of Ben Azai because, you know, he never, married. They thought that this was, you know, bitul period of the Rivia. Not clear exactly what he means when he responds, but he says, Ma'asa nafshi chashka b'torah. Either, you know, basically he was saying, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm just not, you know, a good candidate to be able to raise a family. I can't, you know, it's a serious time commitment, and I don't think I'll do a very good job. Or he was, you know, arguing with Petura. The language of the Rambam is also, you know, moderately ambiguous. The Rambam says a person who would follow the path of Ben Azai, you know, ein bo avon. It's not quite an endorsement. It's not quite an indictment. There's much to say about it, but what everybody agrees about is that the only, you know, discussion begins not if a person is playing 3 hours of Xbox a day, but if a person is really learning Torah all the time. So then, you know, maybe there's something to talk about. Otherwise, it's a non-starter. Okay, so he could be nasid lo nasi by same a nasid appearish. Maybe he was briefly married. And another possibility is his rabbi taught him. Maybe by same a sod hashem li reyav. Ben Azai knew. Darish Rav Avira Zimnan Amar Lishmei the Rabami Zimnan Amar Lishmei the Rabasi Kol Ocha Lechem Belo Netila Sadayim Kilu Bal Isha Zona. Wow, that's Netila Sadayim is very important. Shneimar the pasuk says that we darshin before Ki Bad Isha Zona Ad Kikar Lechem. So Amar Rav Ahai Bad Isha Zona Ad Kikar Lechem should be the opposite. Bad Kikar Lechem Bad Isha Zona Mi Ba'ilei. Right, you get from, you know, having the bread to Isha Zona. El Amar Rav Kol Bal Isha Zona Lasov Mevakeish Kikar Lechem. You'll be punished with aniyah. Some Reb Zrika, Reb Lazar, call him mizalzel b'netilas sedayim. Rashi says because it's a din derabanan. Tosa says no, it's a specific halacha netilas sedayim. Otherwise, we would have chosen any din derabanan. Ne'akar min ha'olam. Wow, sounds like they lose their olam haba. Even though that phrase itself is nitan lechama v'cham l'panim. So I'm Reb Chia Barashi and Rav. Mayim Rishonim Tzarech She'abir Yadav L'mala, so it doesn't drip back on your hands. This is a real halacha. When you wash your hands, you should lift them up. You know, my wife's family, they have a minhag of saying, Su'yudeichem Kodesh, Uvarchu Es Hashem, so that the water shouldn't drip back on your hands and be metame your hands. That's why, by the way, our minhag is to wash twice on each hand, once to clear off the tumah, once to clear off the leftover water. Fine. That's in terms of Mayim Rishonim, which is done Misrach Truma from standpoint of Taros. So Mayim Achronim Tzarech She'ashbel Yadav L'mata. You're supposed to put your hands downward because we don't want the water. The only reason you do Mayim Achronim, Tosa says it's not our minag anymore. Some people are machmir to do Mayim Achronim. That's because of Melach Sodomus, that it's dangerous. It's Mesameh Asayinayim. It can blind the eyes. So we want to shake it down on the ground. We don't want or, you know, a downward direction. We don't want it to, you know, get anywhere on a person's body. It's like a hazardous material. It's very important to dry your hands. Here we go. Gaiva. And it seems like the Gemara is being a little bit hyperbolic. Like, what's the connection between Znus and Gaiva? But the truth is that it's actually not hyperbolic at all, because a guy has, you know, this narcissism, so there's no boundaries, right? Whatever is good for me, and whatever is good for me right now. So yeah, I'm going to destroy somebody else's family. So, okay, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? Well, why should that impact my behavior, right? So that there's the whole thing is rooted in a deep gaiva. Okay. So that's number one. Shenamar veishes nevesh yikara titzod. Amar Rava, hai nevesh yikara nevesh givoa mi ba'ilei. So odi titzod mi ba'ilei. So Amar Rava kol abal eishes ish afilu lama Torah. Dechsib ba'yikari mipdinim mikon gadol shenichnas lefnai v'dnim. Hi titzu denu l'dinah shal ganim. Even if a person is involved in Torah, eishes ish is about it. Tosas discusses it, eishet ish. And there is a mamzer, there's not a mamzer. He did tshuva, he didn't do tshuva. Which the Ramban considers to be an Isser Daraisa. Now, again, you could say that this is hyperbolic. I don't think it is at all. Because when a person is a Baal Gaiva, basically, they worship themselves. So that's a form of Avodah Zarah, and that's a form of Kafar Beikar. You know, you can't serve two masters. You serve Hashem, or you serve something else. And that something else could be actual Avodah Zarah, it could be the modern day Avodah Zarah of, you know, individualism and personal autonomy, do whatever I want. So it's every bit a form of Avodah Zarah, and it's every bit Kafar Beikar. So God has the right to tell me what to do up until, you know, anything that I disagree with. At that point, I decide what I want to do. It's like, you know, okay. But that's, you know, an issue of gaiva. All right. And by the way, the Ramban considers this to be an issue d'oraisa. B'shachach t'shem l'kech. Rabbi Chambar, chenin amar ki'ilu ba'al kol ha'rayos. Forget about just the issue says. K'siv ha'cha to'vassam kol g'valib. K'siv ha'sam ki has called to'avos ho'el. Ula amar ki'ilu bana bama. Again, the bama, the idea is instead of going where everybody else goes, I do my own thing. I have my own private altar. Shenemar, chilu lachem min ha'adam asher neshama v'poki b'meh nechshavu al tikri b'meh ala b'ma. Ma yad liyab lo yinake, the save of the crown, mara, kol abal ish 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 afilu v'kneh l'kadosh baruch hu. Shemayim v'aretz ka'avram avinu d'chzib be'er mosi adil Hashem l'kel al-yon koneh shemayim v'aretz lo yinake midina shel gehenen. So even if a person has the madrega of Avram avinu, that this is a very serious sin, and it can undermine all of that. So, Kashalu, the Rebbe Shila, Hai Yad Liyad Lo Yinake, Yadi Mi Ba'ilei. So, Ela Amri, the Rebbe Shila, Afilu Kibel Torah, Kamosh Rabbeinu, Dechsibbe, Mimino, Eish Daslamo, he received the Torah in his own hand, Eish Yisrael would undermine that, Lo Yinake, Medina Shal Gehenna. So, Kashalu Rebbe Yochanan, Hai Yad Liyad, Yad miyad mi ba'ilei received it. Elam Rabbi Yochanan, top line of Hayam and Aleph, Afilu osetz daka b'seiser, Tatev, Masan b'seiser yechafe af, lo yinake medina shal gehenna. So I happen to really love this line that, you know, like we're talking about individuals who really have great, great, great zechuyos in life, you know, profound zechuyos in this world. So we talked about Avraham Avinu, and we said his zechuyos wouldn't be able to stand up, you know, to this Aveira. And we talked about Moshe Rabbeinu, even his zechuyos. We said, like, what is, you know, even the greatest zechuyos, a person who gives tzedakah privately without embarrassing anybody, that is the zechus. Even that kind of a zechus, Eishes Ish is going to overcome. So I think, again, it's a very powerful point about the quality of this Aveira. But again, what does Gemara see as the root of this Aveira? Not just a lack of discipline, but gaiva. Because a person has no sense of inhibition, has no sense of boundaries. Is that the megalomania, or whatever Elisheva will tell us, narcissism, megalomania, malignant narcissism, whatever it's called. These people that have no perspective in their mind. What are the boundaries between what I can do and the other person? And how does this infect other people? And, all of these problems that we see that are no joke, so deeply rooted in just these moral flaws. And the need to overcome these things. So, again, this is an area where the Rambam, who knew a thing or two about, human biology and the like, and as a esteemed physician of his generation, understood how dangerous gaiva was. So that's, a very, very critically important point. So again, today, just two issues really that we wanted to deal with is the shiur of stira. We saw many different perspectives. A lot of them are coming to the same place. And the second one, which again, I think they really worth thinking about Bisman Hazeh in our age of, totally unfettered autonomy, is the dangers of gaiva, I think, are as real as they've ever been. Kilo kafar be'ikar, kilo avar avodah zarah, and it leads in its own right, not only is it a serious avera, but it leads to other averos, eshesish, and other, very, very terrible things as well. So God willing, we shall pick it up there tomorrow, same time, and looking forward to continuing to make progress in our new Masechta together.
Thank you.
Everybody have a wonderful day.